All right, shalom, shalom. Yes, it is I. Blast from the past. All right, apologies for being out of touch. I hope to be better. Here goes. I wanted to share with you something that I shared over Shabbat with a couple of groups that were here, and that is that this past week's Torah portion, Parshat Tetzaveh, Moshe's name does not appear in the Parsha, right? And that's the only time in the entire Parsha that since Moshe's comes on the scene that his name does not show up. And there's different reasons for this. One idea, says the Stretner Rebbe, is because, instead of saying Moshe, instead of God saying Moshe to do something or to say something, Moshe, it says, instead of saying Moshe, it says, and you should do this, you should do that, right? You should tell the people to do this. You should bring the people closer. And so the Stretner Rebbe explains that one of the teachings we can take from this, especially knowing that the Torah is, the word for Torah comes from the word moro, which means teacher. Torah is teachings, teachings for life. We're supposed to take instructions from this. We're not just learning history about what happened in the past, but we're supposed to take it as a message for us, a personal message. So when it says, and you, instead of Moshe, we should know that we have a little bit of Moshe within each of us, that we have the capacity to be Moshe on our own level, that we should go ahead and help to direct people in a good path. We should go ahead and help people to connect. We should be involved. Like the Lubavitcher Rebbe says, if you know Aleph, teach Aleph. If you know Bet, teach Bet, right? That we have a side of us that is Moshe oriented, and that we could be like Moshe, the famous teacher of the Jewish people. And in this manner, we can fulfill that which it says in the Zohar, that is pashtuta d'Moshe b'chol dara, that the soul of Moshe expresses itself in every generation. Every generation that follows Moshe, there's an aspect, a projection of that soul of Moshe. Now, usually that is understood to mean the righteous people of every generation, the righteous leaders of every generation. But also here, what the Stretner Rebbe is sharing with us is that that could be each and every one of us. That each and every one of us can be involved in helping people, in reaching out to our friend, reaching out to our neighbor, and helping them along the way. All right, my friends, hope this is meaningful. I hope you enjoy. Good to be back. And yeah, hope to continue to be back. Have a great one. Thank you for listening to the Chassidus Daily Podcast. For more inspirational content, including books, audio, and video presentations, visit ellythejew.com.